Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. Well, today was another contrast to the preceding session, as is often the case at the moment. Today we had the ASX 200 under quite a bit of pressure in early trade. It was down by the better part of 4%, 3.6% to be exact. So if there's a positive today, it was the ability to retrieve a decent portion of that loss, but the market still finished down by 2%, which by normal standards, it would be a sizable loss, but you don't really flinch when you see that sort of move today. But it really turned around the weakness in the banks. The big four lenders were down in the order of around 4 to 5%. In the last 24 hours, we have seen a number of regulators intervene in relation to things like dividend payments when it comes to their big lenders. And that was certainly the case with the Reserve Bank of New Zealand in the last day, which instructed lenders in the country not to pay dividends back to their Australian parents. So that is why we saw the big lenders down in the order of around 4 to 5%. But increasingly, when you have regulators debate freely about what sort of intervention that they can take with a publicly listed organisation, indeed, when you have the government wading into this sort of discussion, it can be a little bit unnerving. So that is something to discuss in the longer term, whether or not we're indeed going to see the lenders cut their very generous dividend payments. And that has been a topic of discussion at one level or another for the last month or so in relation to this crisis. So energy stocks were a deal higher earlier on in the day, but they lost ground over the course of the back end of the session, still finished higher as a group. It's interesting to note that out of the last 10 days, they've only finished lower on two occasions. So for example, today we had Oil Search finished down by around 2.6%, but Santos was up by around 6%. They suffered some pretty big losses in the weeks gone by, so it's been a gradual recovery process in recent times, but there is continued evidence that there is waning demand as far as energy is concerned in any number of forms. Last week saw the weakest demand for petroleum in the US, according to the latest figures as well. So elsewhere today, we heard from the government in relation to supporting families who have to work through this COVID-19 crisis, and they're going to support them in terms of providing free childcare. That'll start as of Sunday, and the government today also announced that it would be pledging support for childcare providers across the country. So that put a rocket up organisations that are related to that sector. So the Charter Hall Infrastructure Fund, the REIT, was up by about 18%. G8 Education rose by 28%. Arena, the Arena REIT, which is a social REIT, was up by around 20%. And Think Childcare was up by about 33%. Another big mover today in both directions was Webjet, but they've successfully raised $230 million in funds, albeit at a very discount level. Bramble shares finished up by about 2%. There was a broken note with some good things to say about how they're going to weather the current storm. Looking ahead, it's a big night in the United States. There are factory orders numbers, which will be important in their own right, but more important will be the number of people claiming unemployment benefits in the last week. Last week, we saw a number that no one had dreamt of. More than 3 million people had claimed unemployment benefits in the preceding week. Now we've got some vast estimates in terms of how big these numbers will be this time around. And it'll just be a question of whether or not the markets can stomach that sort of thing, because there's increasing signs that they are certainly behind the curve, the Americans, when it comes to managing this crisis. So an interesting night looms for the US market.